Now, are your lungs giving you issues? Or are you experiencing asthma-related symptoms? Have you any respiratory issues? Do you find yourself with a cough or a pain? Well, today we have an expert in the area because World Lung Day is coming up on Sunday, September the 25th. And the Irish Lung Health Alliance, coalition of various lung health charities, is undertaking a campaign to raise awareness of a range of lung health diseases, from lung cancer through to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthma, to COVID-19 and all of that. So Dr. Catherine Finan, consultant respiratory physician at the Irish Lung Health Alliance, is with us to answer any questions that you might have. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Anton. Thank you for having me on today.
I tell you, in terms of the HSE, just before we get to the texts that are coming in, the contribution that lung diseases make to the total burden on our health service, it's one of the largest, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it's across all levels of the health service, from GP visits to emergency department visits to in-hospital stays and to outpatient services. So it's across all levels of our services that the respiratory impact is felt. And I suppose the Lung Health Alliance and World Lung Day is trying to put out the message to love your lungs, and there's a couple of very simple messages that we want to try and get across in relation to that, if possible.
Give us a couple of them very quickly before I get to the text.
Okay, so the most important one is obviously to stop smoking. And you've already been talking about the impact of cigarette smoking and advertising and sport. So it's really important for people to stop smoking. And we know that smoking is very addictive and that it is difficult to stop, but the HSE provide a fantastic service with their HSE Quit Team. It's a free telephone service, 1-800-201-203, that people can contact at any time in order to get advice about how to stop smoking and what services to use in relation to that, and to help them through that.
And as allow me to weigh in, as somebody who would happily chew his way through two packs of cigarettes a day back in the day, there does come a point where you don't miss them even slightly. It takes a while, but it does come. Text saying, hi, I have pins and needles on the left of my back in the same spot for weeks. It's like a tiny taser. It appears randomly. I always feel I need more air, and I have ORO52 positive blood test recently.
Well, I'm not too sure what ORO52 is. That sounds like an oral bacteria. Usually tingling sort of mid-spine on either side of the upper lateral spine, sort of in beside where your shoulder muscles sit in. That's usually muscular pain, and it's often related to our poor posture, because we're at computers all day long, we're sitting watching television, we sit in chairs, we slouch, and our posture is often quite poor. So improving posture, getting a bit of massage in the interscapular area there often helps as well.
Interesting ones in relation to coughs and wheezes. One person says they wake up every morning with a wheeze, and what's the best treatment for it? And then another saying, I get a cough after exercise. It feels like a chest infection. It can stay with me for up to a week. I've had a chest x-ray. I got the all clear, but the cough always comes back after exercise.
So that's two separate things there. So cough after exercise, it's possible that that could be asthma. And that's worth checking out with the GP. The patient should probably be referred for some lung function test, and they may even need detailed lung function testing to try and diagnose asthma. And there's very good treatments available for asthma, and it's very important to have your asthma well treated so that you avoid symptoms after exercise and with infections. The cough in the morning time, sometimes that's just part of life. We have secretions that we produce in our airways all the time, and so they need to be cleared. And when you've been sedentary overnight time, you might need to just cough them to clear your tubes in the morning time.
Is this why nostrils tend to go on a go slow during the night?
Exactly. And often it's one side and then the other side. And that's related to your position that you lie in. But it's also due to the humidity of your bedroom, the temperature of your bedroom, because your nose has to humidify and clear dust particles and viral particles from the air that you breathe. So your nose is working all night long, really very busy to try and keep your air clear going into your lungs.
You mentioned asthma remaining, or working to make sure that asthma remains asymptomatic during exercise. Does that mean treatment beyond the sort of classical Ventolin inhaler?
Yep, indeed. Asthma treatment is actually moving a little bit away from using Ventolin as a reliever device, particularly for young people. We're moving towards using a combination steroid and long-acting version of Ventolin to prevent symptoms and also relieve symptoms acutely for people. Now, the most important part of your diagnosis of asthma is the history, so making sure you have the right diagnosis, and then the testing to try and prove that you have it as well, and then being on the right treatment, and also having an asthma treatment plan. And the Asthma Society of Ireland have very good treatment plans available on their website, and they've lots of information for people who have asthma, who are concerned about their children having asthma, available to them there.
Interesting one, particularly given that the disease that it's talking about, because its relative newness, I imagine, is a fair challenge to those of you in the lung area. Text saying, my son, 17, had COVID in February. Wasn't very sick at the time at all, but was left with a dry cough and shortness of breath after exercise. Got a course of antibiotics and a steroid inhaler from the doctor. No great improvement. He was into boxing before, but can't handle any training now. Any suggestions? Thanks.
Unfortunately, Anton, this is a very common situation that we come across with particularly young people who may have had very mild COVID, particularly earlier this year. We don't really understand the processes that are happening for these patients. We don't currently have very good treatments available for them. We're offering, we're trying to rule out significant conditions like asthma or pulmonary embolism or other kinds of things that can possibly be happening in lungs. But mostly it's time, graded exercise program, plenty of rest, and a healthy diet.
And presumably when you get a disease like COVID, with anything else, there are decades, if not centuries, of medical research and expertise and experimentation that inform treatment plans. With COVID, you have 18 months of history and that's it.
That's true, but we have a long experience with other respiratory viruses that occur usually through the winter time. There was also the SARS epidemic that happened in the mid-2000s. So there is some learning from those previous epidemics that we have had. We know that vaccination is extremely important in preventing respiratory illness. And so I would encourage anybody who has an underlying respiratory illness or any kind of chronic disease to get their flu vaccine coming up this winter. They should all have their be up to date with their COVID boosters that are freely available on the HSE COVID-19 website. And also, if you've not had a pneumococcal vaccine and you're over 65, you should have a pneumococcal vaccine available from the GPs.
And if people want more information, lunghealth.ie?
Lunghealth.ie has all of that information about it, about the vaccinations, about COPD and asthma and any and other lung conditions as well.
Catherine, thank you very much. That's Dr. Catherine Finan, who is Consultant Respiratory Physician with the Irish Lung Health Alliance. And that's pretty much it for us this morning. Andrea's on the way with Lunchtime Live. A reminder that you can listen to any items that you missed. They're uploaded as podcast and you can listen back on the Newstalk app powered by GoLoud. You just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.